Hi, friends. Welcome to Sips of Sunshine, the podcast hosted by Amy Ogden. Sips of Sunshine is a place to share inspiration, positivity, and fresh ways of thinking. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy today's episode, please share this sip of sunshine with someone you love. And now, on to today's podcast.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the Sips of Sunshine podcast. This is your host, Amy Ogden, and I'm really glad to have you listening today. It's been, I think, a few weeks since I recorded a podcast. I have been traveling a ton. I travel a lot in general, partly because I work in travel. And so one of the benefits of working in the travel industry is just the, you know, access and opportunities to travel. And then also my company just has like a really generous time off policy, and I've been there for many years. And so there's just between vacations and work travel, it's a lot, but I'm really glad to be home. I'm saying that I leave tomorrow, but just for the weekend. But I've been gone for a couple of weeks. This most recent trip, I went to San Diego for work and then to Mexico to celebrate my 42nd birthday. What? And then I went to New Orleans for a couple of days for work and didn't come home in between. This was all one huge trip. Got home the night before last. And then last night I was like, okay, I'm going to like do laundry and clean my place and catch up on some TV. And then my best friend texted while I was in a cab on my way home from work. She's like, what are you doing? I really like my outfit. I want to go to dinner. And I was like, sure. If you're a woman and you're listening, maybe if you're a guy and you're listening too, I don't know if you've ever done this, but you're like, I look really good. I don't just want to go home. Like, I want to go out. And she did. I was like, in like a t-shirt and jeans, but she looked like a million bucks. And we went to my favorite restaurant in the West Village. It's called Mirandi. It's just this like old school, amazing Italian restaurant. The food is tasty. It's great. And we just sat at the bar and had dinner and wine and caught up. And it was such a good reminder to me. You know, what's funny is that morning I was walking to the gym thinking, you know, I don't have plans tonight. I should text Michelle or Eli or see what they're doing. And then I was like, no, it's like so last minute. They're not going to be available. Plus, you don't know how your night's going to go. You know, just all these things. And then Michelle texted me, which never happens, by the way. Like, it's not like we're like constantly grabbing spontaneous dinners around here. Like, we usually make plans ahead of time. And we had the best time. And it was just such a good reminder to me to like, when you have, and I preached this, but I didn't do it. That little voice in my head said, like, reach out to her, see if she wants to grab dinner. And she did, but she reached out to me. So it was great. But definitely a little weary from the travel and everything. But this weekend is good. I leave tomorrow. We close early for the long weekend. And then we have Monday off for Columbus Day weekend. And so I'm headed out to the Hamptons for the weekend for a few days. I'm just so excited. It's in the 60s there, so I got some new sweaters. And I think it might actually hopefully feel a little bit like fall for a minute. It's actually beautiful in New York right now. This is that time of year that's like, oh man, if it was just like this all the time. Wanted to talk today about a topic that I have a blog post about as well. The blog post is from August 11th of 2018. So if you go to my blog, sipsofsunshine.com, you can also see the blog post there. But I'm going to talk about it here as well because it's really been kind of a center point in my life over the past few months. And the topic is, it's all hard, choose your hard. And I didn't make this up. I wish I had. I think it was Damon John, if I remember right. Either that or I'm totally miscrediting this. But I believe it was Damon John in an interview I saw once. He said, he was talking about fitness. And he said, it's all hard. Choose your hard. Getting up early and going to the gym is hard. But not feeling comfortable in your own body is also hard. Choose your hard. And it was just like, like a bag of bricks to my head, you know, because I was like, oh my God, you're right. Like, I think a lot of times we look at decisions as like either hard or easy. And you're like, oh no, staying in bed and not going to the gym is easy. Going to the gym is hard. Well, that's true. But there's usually another hard that you're choosing by staying in bed, which for some people may be just like not feeling super comfortable in your body, or whatever that is. I'm just using this as an example. But, you know, I did a podcast in the past about my trip to Mountain Trek. And, you know, it was this week-long hiking retreat in the mountains of Canada. I did it in July. I'm recording this in October. So it's been a few months. And it was incredible. You know, I spent a week working out 6 hours a day, which I never want to do again. It was really hard. It was like Olympic athlete level exercise. It was really, really hard. They served us the most incredible food. And then we had seminars every day on fitness, nutrition, wellness. I made so many new friends. I'm actually meeting one of them, Christy, in Mexico in February with like 20 of her friends from Minnesota. Like, it's just super crazy. Christy and I were on this trip to Mountain Trek and we were talking one day and she's like, yeah, I've got this like huge group. We're all kind of from like Minnesota and the area. And we just get for 2 weeks in February, we go to, it's called Isla Mujeres. I'm totally butchering the name, but you fly into Cancun and then you take a ferry over, but it's called like Isla Mujeres, Mujeres, I think. But, and she's like, we just have the best time. Like, it's not super fancy, but it's totally Mexico. Great food, drinks, pool time, beach time. And I was like, I am in. I don't know any of your friends and I've known you for 2 days, but I'm booking a vacation to Mexico with you. And I did, which is so crazy. So, you know, made all these great friends and everything. But the thing was, you guys, like that week was so hard. It wasn't just a little bit hard. Like, it was a lot hard for me. And it was hard for a few reasons. Number one, it's a hiking retreat. And if you're listening to this right now, my friends at Mountain Trek, I'm sorry, but I hate hiking. And after a week at Mountain Trek, I hate hiking. I don't like it. I never liked it. I didn't like it the whole week, but I did it. I did it every day, and I did it because that's what I was there to do. I was there to push my body, to challenge myself, to try new things, to get in shape. It was hard because they take caffeine and sugar out of your diet. If you know me, you know that so they say people tend to be one of two things. They're either salty or sweet. Like, they either like a chicken wing or a brownie, right? And I was always the girl who likes sweets. I mean, give me cookies, give me a cake, give me a brownie. I also like the salty stuff, but like my vice was sugar. And so we gave up sugar for the week and then coffee. So there was no coffee or caffeine at Mountain Trek. And the caffeine thing is interesting. They take it out while you're there because they're like, we just want you like clean as can be so we can kind of work with you from a super clean state. But they're like, you can totally drink coffee, you know, just don't go too crazy. So I did no coffee for 2 months after, and then I've added it back in, but I only have one a day, and it's a bulletproof coffee in the morning, which I actually really crave now. Like, when I wake up, I'm dying to get the bulletproof coffee in me. It's really crazy. And if you haven't drank bulletproof coffee, check it out. It's by the brand Bulletproof. They sell it pre-made at Whole Foods, or you can make it at home, but it's a little bit, I don't want to say it's complicated, but you kind of have to do it just right. And I'm not up for that. So I buy it pre-made, but it was a hard week. Hiking was hard. Not having coffee and sugar was hard. We would also go to the gym after dinner, which is like, are you kidding? Like, I don't work out after dinner. That was hard. It was just all so hard. And I remember telling myself repeatedly during that week, this mantra that I'd heard years ago on that interview, which was, it's all hard. Choose your hard. And it was hard. You know, I was 41 at the time. I just turned 42. And if you were to see me walk down the street, you wouldn't think anything of it. I look like a normal, healthy girl. But I didn't feel my best, you guys. I wasn't jumping out of bed in the mornings like I used to. I was having more of a challenge, like feeling good in my clothes, feeling good in my body. So it was mostly energy and then just some comfort and confidence in my body. And so because of that, when your energy isn't quite there and you don't jump out of bed, you maybe don't go for that run or go to the gym or even just go for a walk, you know, the things I love doing so much. So that was hard and I didn't like that. So while hiking was hard, not feeling my best self was even harder. And so, you know, I really thought about this more. And I mean, I think fitness is a great, like, I think a lot of us can relate to this idea, right? Of either working out as hard or not feeling super great and energetic is hard. But there are other things too. You know, I was thinking about, like, I don't know, maybe I'm being a little bit, but like cleaning your house is hard, but coming home every day to the stress of a messy house and a sink full of dishes is hard. Having an uncomfortable conversation with your partner is hard, but stewing in resentment or lack of clarity is hard. Like, oftentimes there's a hard and then there's another hard, and it's truly just choose your hard. And the funny thing is, and I say this with so many things in life, there's no wrong answer. Like, you could say, I would prefer the hard of coming home every day to a messy house than the hard of keeping my house clean. Like, no problemo. There's no right or wrong. What I don't want you to do is fool yourself into thinking they're both not hard. This sounds so depressing. I'm sorry. I hope you're not listening to this like first thing in the morning. But I don't want you, this isn't like a depressed, like it's not like life is hard, but it's that like there's challenge in everything. There's pushing yourself in everything. What you won't realize sometimes is the push isn't the same, you know, the push it takes to take an hour and tidy up your house isn't the same as the mental push of waking up to a dirty house, right? Or the push it takes to have that uncomfortable conversation with your partner or a colleague or something isn't the same as the push, the mental and emotional push of not feeling really solid in your relationship. So they're just different types. I use the word hard just because it works really well with this, but it's just that energy. Maybe we call it energy. So the next time something is hard, just ask yourself, what's the result if you avoid doing this hard thing? Because the result is probably also hard in its own way. And then choose your hard from there. And, you know, from my experience, the hard thing that you choose, the working out, the cleaning the house, the having the uncomfortable conversation is actually that kind of like courageous muscle building hard that ends up feeling good in the end versus the other kind of hard, which usually it's not like, oh, man, that was hard, but I feel so much better now. Right. It's just the hard that kind of sticks around. So I did not mean for this to feel so, so heavy. I hope it came across in the spirit that it was intended, which is, you know, Sips of Sunshine was created to offer new ways of thinking about things. So next time your alarm goes off at 6 a.m. or you need to take 20 minutes before you go to bed and do those dishes, or you need to pick up the phone and have that courageous conversation, I would just say, you know, it's all hard and choose your hard. As always, I love you all for listening so much. You are my people, and it just means the world to me that you take time out of your day and are a part of Sips of Sunshine. So until next time, thanks for listening, and I can't wait to talk to you soon. Have a great day. Bye.
You've just listened to the Sips of Sunshine podcast with your host, Amy Ogden. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Google Play, and be sure to visit sipsofsunshine.com for more inspiration. See you at the next episode.